Saturday afternoon, you're here with Bike Sport Radio, featuring the sport of competitive cycling. We talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, July 18th, and we've got road and dirt track championships results. Had a chance to talk to the medalists from the Paramount Grand Prix State Masters Criterium Championships. Little bit on San Rafael's Twilight Men's Pro Final. We got the 10 final minutes of that race. That'll be exciting to listen to. And stage 15 going on, Tour de France.
Once again, it's Geraint Thomas on the front, but now we've got the organization.
Finish of stage 15 yesterday. It's a rest day today.
Marmolotto moving on the left-hand side, and that's for Greipel.
And Greipel is on the left now. Now the final lead out is trying to be started here, but very shortly it's got to be Renshaw who takes up the running. Greipel looks as though he's sat up out of this. Now Renshaw goes, and still in his slipstream is the Max missile. Mark Cavendish is waiting to be launched, and again, out of the middle of the field and the debris, he is going to launch his attack. And I'll tell you now, as I look at this, when he goes, there is nobody going to touch him, and he goes as he makes it. That's Daniel Oss who's coming after him in second place, but Renshaw is too fast for Oss. But look at the run of Tyler Farrar. Farrar coming on the right, and Mark Cavendish gets it on the line. He makes it look easy, but boy, again, only just ahead of the field.
Phil,
brilliant enough.
He didn't make it look easy, Phil. The team made it look easy for him. Because
today's a rest day. Yesterday, another win for Mark Cavendish. Cavendish just barely beating out Tyler Farrar, who made a nice charge at the end there in the 2011 Tour de France. Back to local racing. We're all about grassroots racing, so let's get into some local race results in California now.
Race results. Northern California's team time trial. Men's open category. Team Specialized Racing taking the win with David Benkoski, James LaBerge, Tori Phillip, and Will Zellmer. In the Masters 35s, also Team Specialized Racing's Larry Nolan, Kevin Metcalf, Christopher Lyman, and Rob Anderson taking the gold. Four-person team time trial Masters 45s, the Davis Bike Club, Scott Winker, Michael Poog, Ken Hill, and Chris Bolas. And in the Masters team time trial 55 and over, Webcor Alto Velos, John Elgart, Roy Hoagland, David Kelly, and Peter Tapscott taking that win. Women's team time trial in the Masters women 35, Amy Baker, Jennifer Jordan, Kim Wick, riding for Cycomp Racing, taking that win. Women's Masters 45 team time trial. Velo Bellas, Elizabeth Benishin, Camille DeLuca Flaherty, Erica Donald, and Yvonne Walbrol were your new state champions. That's the team time trial for Northern California, held in Livermore, July 9th. SoCal's Masters Track Championships. Men's 30-plus Madison. Sean Burke, Adam Smith, new state champions there. And the Masters 30-plus Team Sprint. Thomas Valenti, Victor McQuaid, and Skye Christofferson taking the gold. Masters 30-plus Team Pursuit taking the gold. Chris Deggs, Kevin Phillips, Thomas Wood, and Kurt Broadhog. And in the sprints, taking the 200-meter sprint, Ku Wong from Swami's Cycling Club. Women's 30-plus Team Sprint, Elaine Hutchinson and Marlo Stoutenberg, new gold medalists. And the women's 35 and over sprints, Trina Jacobson from Aqua Aldui, San Diego Bike Club, was your winner there. And in the women's 30-34 scratch race. Allison Maloof running for Aqua El Dewey San Diego Bike Club. And in the women's 30-plus 200-meter sprint, your new state champion, also Aqua El Dewey's Catherine Neary. Complete results at scnca.org for Masters State Track Championships in SoCal. And in the Davis 4th of July Criterium, Masters 55s and over, Brian Fessenden for Morgan Stanley Smith Barney taking that win. Juniors ages 15 and over, Tony Ortenblad from Santa Cruz was your winner. Women's juniors 15 and over, Pooja Bhatia, riding for San Jose Bike Club. And in the women's pros and Cat 1s through 3s, rounding out the podium in third place, Rebecca Werner, riding for Vanderkitten. Second place from Webcor Alto Velo, Mary Elizabeth Maroon. And your winner from Metro Mint Cycling, Mary Ellen Ash. And in the men's open and pros, taking third place, Kenda, presented by Gear Grinders, Roman Killen. Second place, California Giant Berry Farms, Steve Reaney. And your winner, right out of Pacific Grove, California, Logan Loader. And also up at Davis, the Cat 3s. Category 3s, Davis Bike Club's race teams, David Grundman taking that win. In the Category 4s, also from Davis Bike Club, Jeff Schaller picked up the win there. And in the Masters 35s, rounding out the podium in third place, Mercedes-Benz Folsom Bikes, Judd Van Sickle. Second place, Zen Racing's Scott Fonseca. And your winner from Cal Giant Berry Farms, Steve Reaney. That was two races for Reaney, placing in both of them. Masters Cat 3-4s, 35 and over. David Naska for Folsom Bike taking that win. And in the Masters 45s, rounding out the podium in third place, Rock Nasium's Rodney Spradlin. Second place, riding for Safeway Pure Red Creative Bicycles Plus, Greg Betanti. And your winner, riding for Yahoo Cycling, Patrick Briggs. July 3rd's Ontario Grand Prix Criterium Racing. Men's Category Pros and 1s 2s. Andres Miguel Diaz Corrales rounding out the podium in 3rd place from Team Exergy. Ricardo Escuela in 2nd. And taking the win also from Team Exergy, Carlos Eduardo Alzati Escobar. Men's Cat 3's Paul Vaccari from Kretschmer Steel Racing taking that win. Category 4's David Garcia riding for Adventure's Edge. In the juniors, 10 through 12, Kyle Kirby taking third place, riding for Aqua El Dewey, San Diego Bike Club. Connie Cycling Junior Racing Team's Jules Gilliam in 2nd, and Sean McElroy taking that win. Juniors 13 to 14, True Cycling's Matthew Lai. Junior Women's 10 through 14, Rachel Cross taking the win for Show Air Rock and Road. Junior Women's 15 through 18, Tiana Rowe riding for Team Cycles Brixton. And in the Women's Pros and 1 to 3s, Pam Schuster taking third place, riding for SC Velo Empower Coaching, and Beatrice Rodriguez, also riding for SC Velo Empower Coaching, taking 2nd. And Peanut Butter & Company 20's Corinne Rivera taking that win. Masters 40-plus, running for California Pools DeWalt, Gil Correa was your winner. And in the Masters 45-plus, Schroeder Irons, Frank Schroeder himself taking that win. Complete results
at psvelo.org or scnca.org for the Ontario Grand Prix on July 3rd.
All right. Race results, local race results, and some upcoming events coming up on every Tuesday, and this has been going on already, the Over the Hump race series, dirt racing, mountain bike cross-country racing in Irvine Lake. At Irvine Lake in Orange, that's Southern California. Gates open at 4 p.m. Racing starts at 5:45 p.m. This is a Tuesday weekday race. OverTheHumpSeries.com for complete details on this awesome, awesome midweek series, which is a great training race series, Over the Hump. In Northern California, we've got the SOMO Mountain Village Criterium coming up July 24th. That's Sunday, July 24th. This is a USAC-sanctioned event for road juniors, masters in all categories, men and women. The SOMO Sonoma Mountain Village Criterium, July 24th. And again, that's near Ronart Park up in Northern Cal. NCNCA.org for all details on that criterium coming up July 24th. On July 30th, the 5th Annual Mount Diablo Hill Climb Time Trial is taking place, complete with men's, women's, and juniors categories there as well. This is a 6.2-mile hill climb time trial up right up the side of Mount Diablo in Northern Cal. You can find out details at that at C4 Racing. That's C, letter C, numeral 4, racing.org, www.c4racing.org, the Mount Diablo Hill Climb Time Trial, Saturday, July 30th. And again, we talked about this last time in Southern Cal, rimnordic.com presents the Rim Nordic Mountain Bike Stage Race, July 30th and 31st, benefiting the Mark Reynolds Bike Fund. Visit markreynoldsfund.org for details on that. This is a hill climb, Super D, Dirt Crit, and Cross Country Mountain Bike Race, Saturday and Sunday, benefiting the Mark Reynolds Fund again. Rim Nordic's Mountain Bike Stage Race. Find out full details at rimnordic.com. And more racing at the Northern Cal calendar at ncnca.org and the Southern Cal, California at scnca.org. All right, we don't have a studio guest today, but we do have some cool sounds to play for you. We've got a chance to interview the winner from the Southern California State Masters Crit Championships. A chance to chat with, you'll hear from Bruce Steele, winning the Masters 60+. Also, the final 10 minutes of San Rafael Twilight Crit. Compliments of Gen X, our NorCal correspondent. And a chance to talk to the promoter also at the Paramount Grand Prix. So sit back and enjoy some of the racing sounds and interviews, sounds of bike racing here on Bike Sport Radio. Starting with the San Rafael, the final 10 minutes of the San Rafael Twilight Criterium Men's Pro Race.
This is Jen Ryder with Bike Sport Radio. I'm in San Rafael, California, up here in NorCal, watching the San Rafael Twilight Criterium. Right now we're in the Men's Pro Race. We were in single digits now. Lots going on. We did have a big crash earlier. Men have been racing for 90 minutes. We're at 6 laps to go. And we are honored with Dave Toll announcing tonight. So I'm just going to go ahead and let Dave take it away from 6 to go.
Keeping the race fast enough that they don't BikeRacing.com for terrific coverage from our friend Bob. Here's your lead moto, and take a look at that. It looks like we got another crash. Unbelievable. So Roland Killen has gone to the front now. Clearly, this has been one of the more unique nights of racing we've seen in a long time. But Brad, I think it's a pretty sure thing there was a crash out on that last lap.
For those of you who don't know the San Rafael course, it's about a... miles an hour. So yeah, there's been some crashes. I mean, you can hear these guys. The field definitely dwindled down here.
Well, here's 100 the front plus riders
that we started with down to about 45.
Four laps to go.
Oh,
they now pick up the rest of the road. Here comes Anthony again. Jesse Anthony makes a late race attack with three laps to go. Jesse Anthony pulling everything he has out here.
And the damage is extensive now back to this group. So Anthony really is going to make one final big run at it. Go big or go home for Jesse Anthony right now.
Yep, all in at this point. If this breakaway does not stick, Jesse Anthony finishes off the back of this bike race.
Doesn't even matter, does it?
He's gonna give it one good go.
That's for sure. We're down to it. That two on the lap count tells me this is officially the business end of the San Rafael Twilight Criterio.
Wow. We got one off the front breaking away. Kelly Benefits breaking away.
San Rafael, you've got one rider off the front, and we've got to start cranking it up in downtown. You've been quiet all night, but now we got to make some noise. San Rafael, let's hear it.
Has been phenomenal. sure want to thank Project Sport for all their hard work. Ryan Dawkins and his team are the best in the business. And we'll be presenting to you our final podium of this 13th edition of the San Rafael Twilight. What a big, big night it's been.
Well, we'll corral those riders. We'll get some interviews with the top three on the day, and then we'll put them on the podium. You will have a chance to meet your three fastest riders here at the San Rafael Twilight Criterium.
Obviously, the crowd here at San Rafael is super stoked. It's 9 p.m.
And Chris Jones, another
Twilight
one of our
another year wrapped
Auburn,
up
California.
For San Rafael Twilight.
Boy, great job by the Cal Giant team tonight as well, getting that train set up late in the race, but it is, once again, the incredibly explosive Ricardo Estrella. There's Fast Freddy. Fred Rodriguez doing a wonderful job out there today, but ultimately it was rider number 8. Here he is right now, your winner, Ricardo Estrella.
Bike Sport Radio is here at the State Championship Masters Criterium with two-time winner now in the Masters 60+, Bruce Steele. Congratulations. How'd the race unfold?
Thanks, Brad. Well, the race was contained. Everybody was marking Kenny Fuller and Mike Murata, who are really, really strong guys. As you know, Kenny Fuller is two-time world time trial champion, has over 40 national championships.
So he's not that good, is he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Everybody was marking those two guys, and the field was strong enough to keep it contained. Pretty much felt that there was going to be a bunch sprint, and since I'm not a sprinter with two to go, I took off, and I believe people didn't chase, and I was lucky enough to hold them off, and that's what happened.
A solo win. Incredible.
Rather be lucky than good.
How cool is that? Wow, and you beat a world champion, too, and it's two in a year, two in a row for
much.
You.
Don't expect much. Last quote at the coffee shop, don't expect much from me tomorrow. come here and see him solo to victory.
You never know.
Sweet.
Never know. That's why crits are so amazing.
You ready to retire now?
I was supposed to retire Friday. Now I'm not so sure. That's from work, right. Not bike racing.
Cool. Well, congratulations again. Bruce Steele, new state champion, 2 years in a row, South A. Wilman. Sport Radio, Bike Sport Radio. How did it unfold? We got Big Orange here, what's left of it, and we got another medal for the team, huh?
Yeah,
Greg Leibert,
right.
Steve,
Silver.
When did you guys get away? Did you guys both get away at the same time?
No. Let's see. I got away
first.
First, and then
with one guy, right? Or?
Golly,
it was really small.
A couple of times.
My tiny brain doesn't.
Brain on overload.
No oxygen. It. Because we had a bunch of different little moves, but towards the end, before it was five to go, there were like three of us, including Rich Meeker, and then like three or four more guys came up, and then Steve came up solo, like probably one lap,
nice.
Like, all by himself.
Nice.
I left those guys going. I was like, I got to jump across to it now and just freaking buried myself. I don't think he saw me until I got there. You were the one that was pulling. I was like, oh, great, just please.
I was ripping. I know. I was ripping it, too.
Yeah. And then how did it wind up at the end? I saw one guy, the winner, was kind of gapped. Got a pretty
well,
gap.
Well, so with three laps to go, the group wasn't working well together. Number one, it was a weird wind. And so no matter where you went,
yeah,
you couldn't get a draft. At least I couldn't get a draft. I felt like
the wind
was
clocking around.
There was no tailwind. There was no. Just felt like headwind everywhere I went. Like I'd be sucked into somebody's hip, and I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't get any draft anyway. So our guys were kind of dysfunctional. Like two guys would go, and then they would pull off, and then nobody else would come through. And so that irritates me a lot. So I was like, well, I can do this by myself. So I like hauled ass with three to go. I kind of hauled ass, and everybody
broke up the group a little bit.
Everybody was far left, and I like busted right, like right against the curb. And only Meeker came with, and he's so fast, he just left everyone.
Yeah.
No one even could just jump on his wheel. So that was a good move for me because there's no way I could have gone to him.
Yeah. Right.
But so he and I soloed for three laps. Well, soloed. We duoed.
Yeah.
For two laps, and I could barely come through. We were pulling really hard. He seemed like he was fine, like having a sip of his macchiato. I'm trying to sip of my macchiato. Robert, please come through.
All right.
And we just, you know, kind of traded poles, and then, you know, there's no way I'm out sprinting that guy. I mean, I could be full power, and he could be, you know, with a broken leg, and he's going to beat me. So, I mean, we were so far ahead. Honestly, I just sat up, and then he just rode to the finish line all by himself. And then Steve came in with the next little group that was broken up.
It took me many laps to recover, man. I couldn't recover. I just couldn't.
So you like sixth or
probably. Sixth?
Just out of the medals.
But right. It was
we got
good.
A silver though. Yeah. Congratulations. Big Orange brings home a silver medal. Greg Leibert, Bike Sport Radio. Thanks. Good job, guys. All right, that was a chance to chat with Greg Leibert in the Masters 45s, placing second after a breakaway. About six riders got away towards the end of the race, and him and Richard Meeker decided to take him out at three laps to go. Meeker taking the gold in the Masters 45. Big Orange bringing home second. All right, we also had a chance to chat with the promoter, John McKee of Paramount Racing, putting on the state championships. Let's hear from John now. Bike Tour Radio's here after the finish of the Masters 45 with the promoters from Orange County Wheelmen, and I'm with
John McKee, actually of Paramount Racing, but you are a subsidiary of the Orange County Wheelmen.
That's right. How's it going today? Good field sizes.
Well, actually, it's going real good. Our pre-registration numbers were pretty good. And
awesome.
A lot of same days. The weather's great out here. The course is, it's what it is. They know what they're going to get at Domingos Hills. And
good safe wide course. Four corner.
It's a good safe wide course.
Yeah, a lot of world champions, too. I saw Thurlow, Bert Glennon. He got some talent.
Yeah, Kenny Richard Fuller. Meeker out there just
Meeker,
right off his wheel.
KK.
Kenny Fuller, a world champion. Keith Ketterer, KK,
a
world record holder. So
got the talent out
strong.
Here.
Very strong riders out here.
And how do our listeners find out about your club and your racing series and stuff? Website or anything?
Well,
Paramount
the
Racing.
Race is always, all the races are on the SCNCA calendar and SoCal Cycling.
SCNCA.org. All
right,
cool.
That's it.
All right, thanks, John.
All right.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, kind of a short show today. Thanks for listening, everybody. And don't forget, we had Carmageddon last weekend with a challenge of JetBlue Airline versus Wolfpack Bikes getting from Pasadena or Burbank to Long Beach. Guess who won? The bike riders won, of course. So ride a bike, drive your bike safe, and we'll see you out there next time on Bike Sport Radio.